sitting in the morning sun.
Otis Redding has a connection to Wisconsin, but it's a sad one. In 1967, the 26-year-old rhythm and blues singer died in Madison's Lake Monona. His plane crashed en route to a concert here. Madison has not taken this piece of music history lightly. The city built a monument to Redding by the lake, and local media retell the story of his crash every year on December 10th. But I have a happier story to tell about Otis Redding. It's a story about his music touching a child 3 decades after his death. The child is my son. Right after his birth, I wanted to make sure he had a feeling for music. None of my child-rearing books covered this topic, so I had to improvise. The solution I hit on was Otis Redding. There is nothing more soulful.
You know she's waiting. Yes.
I decided to play Redding's irresistible songs for my newborn every day for the first year of his life. If that didn't hardwire music into his brain, nothing would. I began a steady diet of hits like Respect and Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. The song he responded to most, for some reason, was the little-known Loving by the Pound. He giggled and wriggled in my arms as I danced him around the room. Can an early dose of Otis Redding really teach a child to love music? All I can say is, my homemade experiment worked. Even in elementary school, my son responded to a wide range of musical styles. He picked up the guitar, too. I give all credit to Otis. When my son got old enough, I faced a difficult task. I had to tell him the story of Redding's life, complete with its tragic end in our hometown. Otis, I explained, was a prodigy from Georgia, who recorded his first single with the Stax label at age 21. He moved audiences around the world with his raw, emotional performances. Otis sang about love more powerfully than any American singer of his era. Indeed, he made his most lasting impression during 1967's Summer of Love at the Monterey Music Festival. A half year later, he decided to go ahead with his flight to Madison, despite dangerous rain and fog. He didn't want to let down his local fans by canceling the show. And that, unfortunately, is the end of the Otis Redding story. But I don't want my son to obsess about what happened on December 10th, 1967. When he thinks about Otis Redding, I want him to think about love. Loving by the Pound.
I've got dreams to remember. Honey, I saw you there last night. Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams.